James Whitey Bulger. He's 83 years old now. He was a well-known and feared man in Boston's organised crime scene in the late 1970s. From 1975 to 1990, he also worked as an FBI informant, tipping off the police to the Patriarca crime family while building his own crime network. He fled Boston in 1995, was on the FBI's 10 Most Wanted Fugitives list, was captured in California in 2011, and yesterday stood trial for charges including 19 murders, money laundering, extortion and drug dealing. The Irish Times Washington correspondent Simon Carswell was in court for the start of a trial where it had taken a very, very long time to find a jury.
Yeah, the prosecution case outlined the charges, the 32 charges against James Whitey Bulger, prosecution lawyer, described Bulger as a hands-on killer who was responsible for murder and mayhem for almost 30 years on the streets of Boston, saying that he was part of a criminal gang that ran amok for 3 decades, killing 19 people and extorting millions from drug dealers and criminals and corrupting cops. The defense also got an opportunity to put their side, saying that, yes, Bulger admitted making millions from drug dealing, which is the first time that they admitted that he had made money from the drug trade, from loan sharking and from illegal gambling. But they also questioned the testimony from the star witnesses on the prosecution side, who are all former gang members of the Bulger gang. And they said, well, these people shouldn't be believed because of the lenient deals that they got from prosecutors, and these guys were also implicated in the murders for which Bulger has been charged.
We'll talk more about the defence's case in a moment, but on the prosecution side, they focused in particular on 3 of the 19 murders that he's charged with.
Certainly the 3 that were really put forward in very grim terms were the murder of a guy by the name of Arthur Bucky Barrett, who had dealt in stolen jewellery. And he was one of the 19 murder victims, and he was lured to a house in South Boston, murdered, allegedly, according to the prosecution, by Whitey Bulger and buried in the cellar of that house, as was a woman by the name of Debbie Hussey, who was the daughter of the wife of Bulger's partner in crime, Stephen Fleming. And there was also another, a lot of detail went into in relation to the murder of a John McIntyre, and that had an interesting Irish connection. McIntyre was a sailor who was someone who was caught for drunk driving. He was arrested and he was turned by the police into an informant. He was involved in the shipment of arms to the IRA. He was an IRA sympathizer from the Boston area, and that shipment was seized off the Irish coast by the Irish authorities. As was there was a shipment also seized that the Bulger gang had organized for 36 tons of marijuana. And Bulger suspected him as an informant. He lured him to the same house in South Boston. He initially tried to strangle him on the rope. When he couldn't strangle him with the rope, he asked McIntyre, did he want one in the head, as it was said in evidence. And he said yes, and Bulger shot him. And McIntyre was buried in the dirt floor of the cellar. So again, it was pretty grim details outlined in court yesterday.
And not the only Irish reference in the trial, Simon. The defence tried to use Whitey Bulger's Irishness as a reason for why he would never be an informant.
Yeah, even though it didn't, the defence's case really didn't rest very much on this whole issue. But it seems that for Bulger's criminal legacy, that he was keen to outline that, the first reason he wasn't an FBI informant, and that was because he was of Irish descent. And he said, his defence lawyer told the court that the worst thing you can consider as an Irish person is to be an informant because of the troubles in Ireland. So the defence was trying to make it very clear that Bulger wasn't, as the prosecution alleges, an informant for the FBI for almost 2 decades.
Simon Carswell in Boston on the trial of James Whitey Bulger.